February 22nd, 2020. The Chair of St. Peter. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "Children, I caution you once again today, do not take pride in counting yourselves as part of my remnant faithful. Such self-righteousness is Satan's trap to lead you off course. To be a part of my remnant is to cling to the truth tenaciously, without privately condemning those who have not responded to the grace to do so. With holy love, pray for those who have compromised their faith by following the new morality, which pays homage to the false god of free will. False doctrines inspired by demons will be purported as truth by those of title. My remnant must pursue the wisdom given from above, not the wisdom of earthly origin or the reasoning of demons. Follow the truth without crediting this wisdom to self, but as grace from above." A note is given to read James chapter 3, 13 through 18. "Who is wise and understanding among you? By his good life let him show his works in the meekness of wisdom. But if you have bitter jealousy and selfish ambition in your hearts, do not boast and be false to the truth. This wisdom is not such as comes down from above, but is earthly, unspiritual, devilish. For where jealousy and selfish ambition exist, there will be disorder and every vile practice. But the wisdom from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, open to reason, full of mercy and good fruits, without uncertainty or insincerity. And the harvest of righteousness is sown in peace by those who make peace." Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father.